Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. Today we are essentially going to talk about ways in which we can conquer our complacency. Complacency means a feeling of completeness. It's a feeling of great satisfaction and absolute bliss. But then why are we referring to it as a negative trait? Why are we referring to it as a hurdle on a path to achieve enduring superlative success? These are the points that we shall be essentially focusing on in today's discussion. Complacency, if taken in the right perspective, is indeed a trait to be valued. Satisfaction is something that we all seek, but indeed few can find. Being satisfied gives you an insurmountable feeling of joy. You feel very peaceful indeed. You feel complete. So complete that you feel that you have indeed nothing left to achieve. Thus, when complacency sets into any individual, he completely loses all desire to progress, and that effectively propels him towards stagnation. However, considering the fact that we all want to be happy and satisfied people in life, the question remains that how can we strike a correct balance between satisfaction and success, between inner peace and inner passion? The fact that you have to realize is that any achievement can be accomplished only through passion. It is only when you have great passion for something that you can truly go beyond human weaknesses and strive to achieve it. What complacency does is that it completely kills the passion within yourself. That is primarily the reason as to why complacent people seem so happy and satisfied. Peace and passion can hardly ever coexist. It is only when a person scales great spiritual heights can he truly learn how to be proactive and peaceful at the same time. It takes great spiritual prowess to strike a balance between the two forces, to strike a balance between complacency and creativity. Speaking from the worldly point of view, we can often see that the people who are inherently very lazy are the ones who are indeed complacent. They proclaim that they are indeed very happy and satisfied, but the fact remains that they do not wish to take the extra efforts. When you are indeed very lazy and have all the good things in life handed out to you on a platter, it takes no great effort to stay satisfied. Complacency at times also arises due to ignorance. When you are truly ignorant of the fact that you are underachieving in your life, you tend to become complacent. You gradually start to take the path of inaction because it gives you a great sense of peace and satisfaction. However, what kind of hollow satisfaction would that be? Many people feel that spirituality teaches complacency. However, that is not the truth. True spirituality never advocates inaction. True spirituality always imbibes in you new and innovative ways to evolve through the recursive human existence and emerge out as a winner. True spirituality takes the shell of a man that you represent and molds it into an entity that resembles the final expression of undefined divinity that we call God. The spiritual path is indeed a great transformation in itself. How would it advocate complacency? Could such a great evolutionary transformation be achieved without passion? It indeed cannot be so. Thus, the true seeker on his part has to always ensure that he indeed keeps complacency out of his heart. There will come a point in his life when he would realize that he can indeed be passionate and peaceful at the same time. But till that day arises, he has to ensure that he conquers his complacency. So coming back to the point at hand, how do we actually conquer it? Well, to put it very simply, I would say that always aim for the sky. When your aspirations and your ambitions are superlative, they keep you from getting complacent. When you always aim higher, when you always aim to achieve the best, you always know that there remains a great scope for improvement. Stay true to your goals and remain focused and object-oriented in life. And remember that above all, your laziness is your worst enemy. In the end, you have to know what makes you happy and you have to take appropriate steps to achieve the same. There will eventually come a time when complacency would set in. There will eventually come a time when you would feel complete and satisfied and peaceful. But at that point in life, you would be welcoming that complacency with open arms. Until that day arises, all that I can say is, keep walking. Take care.